Welcome everybody back to Silverlight TV. My name is John Papa, and I've got a special guest today, Ward Bell from Idea Blade.
Yes, and I heard that in order to be on the show, you have to be bald, so that's why I had to do something. But may I take this off now that I realize that?
Yes, you may take it off.
Oh boy. Woo! Okay.
I like the rug. It looks good on top. Well, thank you for coming on and being entertaining.
Really good to see you again.
It's been good. So you've got some your role at Idea Blade. Tell us a little bit about that first.
Right. Well, we make a product. We have had a product called DevForce for a long time that helps you build your Silverlight application, how to get your data into your business application that's running in Silverlight and a bunch of other platforms. And it's great because you need to, when you're building a Silverlight application or you're building any kind of application, you don't want to spend all your time writing all that plumbing all the time, right?
Exactly.
Right. And so for many people, a kind of a reference point might be Ria Services, who also are making a venture into this specific area, trying to make it easier for developers who are building both the server end and the client end, to just build as if they had the server in sight, but be able to deploy over the wire.
Exactly. Now tell us a little bit about Ria Services, your product DevForce. What are the kinds of things that it does for you that a developer would want to use it for?
Right. Well, typically you have this idea that you've got your data in the database and you want to have those as objects that you're programming it against, and you want validation and you want security and you want it to come over the wire, and you want to deal with the fact that there are changes, and suddenly you realize the way I used to do that when it was client-server, that doesn't work anymore.
Right.
And you know this because you've looked at that. Mm-hmm. So then you get lost in the WCF weeds where you're writing your own services, and you're not working on delivering business value. And so it's not smart to do that, and Microsoft has realized that with Ria Services, and we've realized it for a long time because we've been there doing this kind of thing for distributed applications since 2009.
So as a quick example, it's not just when you've got a single object and you're passing up the wire and you have to deal with it, because that's a relatively simple scenario.
Right. One or two objects, it makes a great demo.
Sure.
The reality is that our customers have 50, 300, 500 business objects. You can't write all the individual services for each one. You have to deal with the fact that the application evolves over time. It's not just something you stand up in front of the room and spit out and you're done with. And so iterative development, unit testing, these are all really important factors in building a serious business application. And it takes time to develop the skills and tool set to do that.
So here's a big pain point. A lot of tools have come out to do these kinds of things in the past. Some have worked, some have not so successfully done it. With your tool, the one thing I liked when we talked about it is that after you build your application, most developers don't stop after they build it. They keep adding on, they change, they delete, they remove. Your tools actually adapt for that, right?
Absolutely. We don't do as much code generation either. We really emphasize that iterative development process. Mm-hmm. And also proper layering. So for example, on the project I'm going to show you, the fellows at Blue Spire who did the UI, like Chris Benage, they were able to do their entire UI presentation side for the Silverlight kiosk without ever actually having a database or touching it or knowing anything about DevForce. They had complete separation.
Actually, now, so that's
what
you
want.
They never talked to you at all. They just created a UI. Ironic. They ended up with the same UI that you wanted.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, it is.
No, but it's really a great way of working because that stuff slows you down if you have to coordinate across teams and they're worrying about the underpinnings of what they're doing. They should just be able to do their thing while we do our thing.
They design the UI. UI, you tell them what you want it to do, you put all the wirings and plugins in, and you're ready to go.
Exactly. And it shows up in the product because, as I think we'll see, they did a really great job.
Good, good.
Now, can I tell you about this particular customer of ours, the UFC gym, because it's really an exciting brand. You know, you've heard of the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Yeah, most people have, yes.
Oh, yeah, they're out there rock 'em, sock 'em. And what
I thought you were coming in as one of the
guests.
That's
right. That's what I'm trying to pump you up. So, they are extending the excitement of their brand to the fitness world, which has been pretty darn stale for the last several years. It's no longer John Travolta and leg warmers, you know. So they need to operate their clubs. So they need to do the blocking and tackling of business, but that needs to look great.
Right.
So they need work and they need style, and need them both. And WPF and Silverlight were the natural vehicles for them. And they needed somebody who was ready, and this is a couple of years ago, they got started with us, and we were ready to go in Silverlight. We've had production applications even in Silverlight 2.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
So now this application is going to be deployed where?
This is in their clubs. Actually have three components for back office WPF. Mm-hmm. For the member at home, they have a Silverlight browser, the browser plug-in type application, mm-hmm. so that the members can do their stuff in the comfort of their home. And in the clubs, members are in the clubs, and they want to find out where their classes are or what classes are available right now. And this will be a kiosk. This month we'll have our first install in the Concord Gym, posted right up there in the main wall where they can come and see it and walk up and find the classes they're interested in and learn about classes that they might want to take.
All multi-touch application.
It's all multi-touch.
Does it work with boxing gloves or?
It is. I haven't tried it with boxing gloves, but I'm going to give that a try.
That'll be good.
Yeah, I wish I'd brought a boxing glove to give it a go.
Excellent. How about sweaty fingers?
Sweaty fingers. All that stuff works because it's this kind of screen we're talking about here.
That's great. I'd love to see the application. Can we show everybody?
I sure hope we can. Let's hustle over there and take a look at it.
Let's do that.
Okay, John, so this is the Silverlight out-of-browser kiosk app, multi-touch, relies on Win 7 because multi-touch doesn't happen, and the GPU acceleration, all that stuff Win 7 is bringing to us.
Great.
So we're excited about that. And so I'm a club member, and I'm coming in, and I'm wanting to feel the excitement of being a member of the UFC gym, so I'm learning about all the things they can do, and I want to find out what's all the classes that are on right now. Now, of course, I can scope down and look at individual kinds of things, but let's just suppose we were looking at all of these that are on right now. Oops, I did a touch thingy there where I went in and looked at more information about an individual class. We can go back and scroll up and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that kind of thing, which might have much more information on it, so forth.
It's great, and everything's built for truly being multi-touch, the big buttons, the big text, everything.
Absolutely. Sliders and everything work that way. What's on now moves back, and it has timers in it so that it'll slide back and begin to talk again about the UFC's assets so that they can... Right. So it becomes a two-way communication between the member and the club can begin to move product
not passive. If it sits there for X amount of time, it comes back.
Exactly. Yeah. And yet it's simple enough so that somebody, with a kiosk and this kind of thing, doesn't come with a user's manual. You can't have a user's manual.
There's no help file, is there?
There's no help file. You got to know it. And so it's here. And it's all possible because of Silverlight 4, out-of-browser, Win 7, Entity Framework. Mm-hmm. And for those developers out there who would like to know what's under there, we're using the MVVM pattern that people have been learning about.
I like that.
And one of the things we hope to do is to take this and make it available. We'll take the UFC part out of it and make available for everybody to go look and see how it is you can structure an app and build a kiosk in MVVM style.
Yeah, one thing I was really impressed with when you mentioned the building of this application was the length of time it took you to get there.
That's right. We, the team built this in just barely over 2 weeks. And most of the time is focusing on where it really matters. Bill Buxton was talking about it today here at Mix. What really matters is creating the experience, the natural experience. And so that's a lot of hard work. To keep it simple,
yes.
Keep it looking good, is where they put their energy, not the plumbing.
Yeah, you don't want to have to deploy a person to go to every gym and show somebody how this works.
No.
You want it to be very intuitive, very
right.
natural.
And you can't spend the time there where the value is unless you get the plumbing away, which brings us back to... DevForce. How about
somebody
that?
Somebody makes that product. Who
That's
that?
Right. The thing to do is to go to your UFC gym and try it out, and you should definitely go to www.ideablade.com and learn about DevForce.
That'd be great. Hey, Ward, thanks for coming on and showing us everything.
Really thanks important. For having me, man.
Thanks a lot, and I really appreciate the outfit.
Well.
Let me borrow the sunglasses.
It's for you, baby. Peace out.